Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden expects to have a long discussion with Russian leader Vladimir Putin today. As NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, the virtual meeting will focus on Russian aggression towards Ukraine and possible U.S. responses.
President Biden is expected to explain in detail the various economic sanctions the U.S. would impose and security measures it would take, all in coordination with allies, should Russia invade. The White House says the administration doesn't know whether Putin has made a final decision about taking military action, but Moscow has taken a bunch of actions that lead the U.S. to believe it's ready to go if a decision is made. A senior administration official told reporters Biden would be candid but professional, and that he'll push for a diplomatic resolution. He'll try to convince Putin to talk through issues he has with Ukraine with other countries in Europe. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden is highlighting key parts of his social spending plan, especially a provision to lower prescription costs. Biden says Medicare would have the authority to negotiate drug prices.
We pay the highest prescription drug prices of any developed nation in the world. That may surprise you. What may surprise you is we pay about 2 to 3 times what other countries pay for the same drug.
President Biden says his Build Back Better plan would cap copays for insulin at $35 a month. Medicare recipients would pay no more than $2,000 per year for their prescriptions. The Justice Department is suing Texas over its new redistricting maps, saying the plans discriminate against non-white voters, especially Latinos. The lawsuit claims the Republican-controlled Texas legislature violated Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. It also notes that the new maps would disenfranchise the groups that are driving most of the population growth in Texas. State Attorney General Ken Paxton calls the lawsuit an intrusion by the Democratic administration. New York City has announced that it will require all private employers to begin a vaccine mandate. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports it is the first U.S. city to take such action.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio told MSNBC that the private sector mandate was intended to get out ahead of holiday gatherings and a winter wave of coronavirus.
And this would be my advice to mayors, governors, CEOs all over the country. Use these vaccine mandates, and the more universal they are, the more likely employees will say, okay, it's time, I'm going to do this.
The mandate kicks in on December 27th. De Blasio also said he would expand vaccine mandates for children 5 and up to participate in indoor dining and entertainment in the city. That begins on December 14th. The mayor said he was confident the mandates would survive any legal challenges. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, New York.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading. This is NPR News. The accused gunman in the slaying of philanthropist Jacqueline Avant is scheduled for a court appearance today. Avant was the wife of legendary music executive Clarence Avant. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports that she was gunned down last week in the couple's Beverly Hills home.
L.A. County's district attorney announced that Ariel Maynor has been charged with murdering the 81-year-old Jacqueline Avant and attempting to murder her security guard, who he reportedly shot at but did not wound. The 29-year-old suspect was also charged with one felony count for allegedly using an assault long barrel pistol and 2 counts of residential burglary. Early in the morning, December 1st, police were called to the Beverly Hills home where they found Avant with a gunshot wound. She was taken to a nearby hospital but did not survive. Police in Los Angeles followed the suspect to the Hollywood Hills where he reportedly shot himself in the foot during a separate robbery. Maynor is scheduled to enter a plea during an arraignment on Tuesday. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Some Australian scientists and artists say they're making plans to create an indestructible storage device to record humanity's response to the climate change crisis. Earth's Black Box, as it is to be called, will be built in 2022 on the remote west coast of Tasmania. It'll be inspired by the Black Box recorders that are placed aboard airplanes and powered by solar and thermal energy. The aim is to provide data for future generations and to hold the world's leaders accountable. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.